All right, number 17 mixes eighth notes with eighth note triplets with sixteenths. The very first example is 1 and 2 and 3 E and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 E and 4 and But rather than just jump right in, let's just do each of those four times. So ace, then triplets, then sixteenths, four times each. It would sound like this. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 E and 2 E and 3 E and 4. Here we go. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 E and 2 E and 3 E. Now one time each. Well, we need something for the fourth beat, sorry. Alright, so we'll do it as written then. So 1 and 2 and 3 E and 4 and So that seems fairly straightforward. We should try it at different tempos though, like faster and slower. Here, let's go up to 75, or let's go up to 85. Before we start, we'll do the four each thing. So four eighth notes, then four triplets, then four sixteenths, four sets of them. That is. See, what I might do is go like 1 E and 2 E and 3. And so I'm hearing those subdivisions, but I'm only going to count 1 and 2 and 3 and here we go, eighth notes, 1 and 4, another round of that, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Now triplets, 1, triplet, 2, 3. See, it's not accurate because I didn't do the subdivisions, so I didn't follow my own advice earlier. So so really when it's this slow we could subdivide one. So that's eighth notes and triplets. Let's just go back and forth between those two. Let's just do it. Let's do it four bars each. Then we'll take it down to two bars each. Then we'll take it down to one bar each. Just eighth notes and triplets. So,
One and two and three and four and one triplet, two and a ducky, the ducky.
Here we go. Yeah. So, one, and then triplets. Back to eighth notes.
Now we're going to have to put sixteenths in here. So let's do sixteenths for a minute. I'm all over the place.
Okay, so before we do the exercise, we're going to need to
Well, the exercise does alternate between the three of those, so we, how about this? It goes 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and we're going to do each of those bars 4 times before we put it all together. In other words, 1 and 1 and 1 and 1 and 2 triplet 2 and the ducky the ducky then 3E and 3E and 3E and 3E and 4 and 4 and 4 and so here we go, starting with 1 and. That is super challenging. I'm going to do that again. One and again, the whole exercise. So the part where I need the most work is going from the triplets to the sixteenths. So in other words, 2 and 3E and 2 and 3E. And so I'm going to do just that. Okay, now that I can reasonably pass on this, we're going to do one bar each. Still on 17A. Huh? It's going to sound like this. I'm going to count it. 1 and 2 and 3E and 4 and... I keep going ahead of the beat. That was starting to relax a little. If I can't play that one, I don't know how we're going to play 17B. You might be able to play it, but I am going to do it just for the sake of doing it right now. But there's no point in leaving beats out when you can't even play them with the beats in. But I am going to do it. 17B sounds like this. In other words, same rhythm we just did, but everything, every bar leaves out the first attack. So, and here we go. Alright, for some reason that wasn't as hard, but it's interesting taking it to different tempos. Now, in 17C it says other 8th, triplets, and 16th combinations. I'm going to do a 3-beat cycle. You know, we don't have to do it in a 4-beat cycle. I mean a 4-bar cycle. Wait, I said it right. A 3-beat cycle, sorry. And so, I'm going to do 16ths, then quarter note triplets. I'm sorry, 16ths, then 8th note triplets, then 8th notes. It's going to sound like this. 1, E, and... sorry, one second. It's going to sound like this. 1, E, and a 2, and a 3, and... 1, E, and a 2, and a 3, and... So that to me is easy. Now let's mess around with different tempos. Let's go all the way to 100. 1 and a 2 and a 3 and 1 and a 2 and a 3 and. Might need two hands to tap this, and that's fine, like on the 16th. So that wasn't hard. I used two hands for that. Now let's go down to 41. This is gonna be 1 and a 2 and a 3 and. Right, last one, it says improvise eighths, triplets, and sixteenths. So just pause the video and do it on your own. I'm just going to do it at 60. Well, actually, let's just vary up the tempos a little. I'm going to do it at 56. Because doing it at the same tempo all the time is no good. You gotta do a verse, a range. So I'm just going to improvise eighths, triplets, and sixteenths. Either pause the video and do it yourself and then listen to me, or first listen to me and then do it yourself. So I'm just going to improvise 8th, triplets, and 16ths. So that seems pretty comfortable. So let me, I don't want to torture myself. But I'm going to go to a different tempo. Here's 89. Let me set it on. Okay, so. Sometimes I just have to decide what I'm going to do. I mean, let's continue. So that was fun. So because that was fun, now I'm going to torture myself, haha, and do it at 33. And I'm going to improvise eighths, triplets, and sixteenths. So first I got to internalize the pulse a little before I begin. Otherwise I'll just be, it'll just be all over the place. So wait, so triplets would be taki da taki da taka 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 taka. So I'm gonna review each of those. Taka. So eighths is taka dimi taka jun taka dimi taka jun taka dimi taka jun taka. Sixteenths is taka 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 taka. And triplets is triplets is taki da taki da taga 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 taga. How am I gonna put those all together when I can't even do them separate? Yeah, it is. I'm torturing myself. Here we go. I'm gonna try it. So after a while, you start to settle in the groove. I wasn't rushing as much towards the end as I was in the beginning. It's good meditative practice. I really think so.